Venezuelan migrant arrested for sixth time in a year in sanctuary Chicago. By Warner Todd Houston on April 18, 2025. Authorities arrested a migrant from Venezuela for the sixth time in the space of 13 months in sanctuary city Chicago after prosecutors repeatedly dropped the charges on previous arrests. Edmonds Peraza Cortez, 25, is once again in a Cook County jail, this time on robbery charges. Prosecutors say he accosted a 41-year-old woman, waved a gun at her, and demanded that she give him her money. He also allegedly demanded her cell phone, wallet, and the electric scooter she was sitting on, according to WFIN Radio. The Chicago Police Department reported that Cortez was arrested about an hour after he allegedly confronted the 41-year-old victim. Cortez has been arrested six times in the Windy City in a 13-month span. But he was released time and again after prosecutors dropped most of the cases against him. According to Fox News, the latest arrest occurred only 3 days after Cortez was released from electronic monitoring after prosecutors dismissed a narcotics charge against him. On top of that, he's already awaiting a court date on charges of reckless conduct and possession of a replica firearm. Cortez's immigration status has not been confirmed. Garcia is not the only Venezuelan national arrested this month in connection with a crime in the sanctuary city. Reputed Tren de Aragua gang member Ricardo Gonzalez was arrested in Cobb County, Georgia, on Thursday in connection with a triple shooting and double murder in Chicago, according to WLS-TV. Gonzalez, who is reputed to be a high-ranking member of the dangerous Venezuelan gang, was wanted by Chicago police for kidnapping and for probable cause for first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder. Investigators say Gonzalez kidnapped three women, drove them to an alley in the South Shore neighborhood, and shot each in the head. Two died at the scene, but the third survived after being shot in the face and chest. Gonzalez is in jail in Georgia awaiting extradition to Chicago, the U.S. Marshals said in a press release. This defendant's crimes against American women are horrific, and he is exactly the type of alien enemy the Trump administration is fighting to remove from this country in order to make America safe again, Attorney General Pamela Bondi said of Gonzalez. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.